Churchyard, written and produced by the Brainstorm Bookcast team, Georgie, Izzy and Abby. Happy Halloween! Chapter 1. Alice.
When Alice was young, her parents would tell her that silence is golden. As she raced around the room with her arms outstretched, poor imitations of aeroplane sounds emanating from her pursed lips, she disagreed with her mother wholeheartedly. Adults could insist that silence was tranquil and peaceful, there to be appreciated all they liked. Silence was not fun. It never would be fun. In fact, if you asked Alice, she would tell you that the only thing even remotely interesting about silence was wondering how to fill it. Even now, at the age of 15, Alice kept this childish viewpoint. The sight of the trio of friends leaving school along a path they had walked numerous times was not an unusual one. What was unusual, however, was the absence of the typical inane chatter. They said not a word to each other as they trudged through autumn leaves, subconsciously drawing their coats tighter around themselves in the chilly night air, and trying half-heartedly to retain what they had just learnt. After all three girls gained less than half marks on Monday's biology paper, the decision to attend after-school revision sessions was a mutual, albeit reluctant one. As it was their first time, they were unaccustomed to leaving school at such a late hour. Night seemed to creep up on you in October, earlier than it had any right to, thrusting the tenebrous, squalid back alleys they used as shortcuts into complete darkness. The silence was heavy and oppressive, so thick that it was almost tangible, but not one of the girls would confess to being scared. Alice glanced warily at the tall buildings which rose up on either side of her, paranoid they might fall, for they stood like hunched old men who were ready to collapse in the slightest breeze. She was on the point of voicing her concerns, but reminded herself, just in time, that teasing would surely follow. With that in mind, Alice kept her silence, although she was coming dangerously close to sacrificing her dignity in favour of avoiding another dingy back alley. Her mind reeled as she grasped for another excuse to use. "What time is it?" she asked suddenly, cringing as the silence was shattered. For once, her voice seemed far too loud, out of place, intruding even. Bemused, Leah squinted in an attempt to make her friend out in the dim light, wondering if she had finally lost it, while Georgie frowned in thought. Alice's random outburst were a common occurrence, and spending so much time with the odd girl caused one to build a tolerance to it.
9, why?
9 o'clock. Not long until Halloween, then, Alice mused, eyes flickering up at the sliver of inky black sky visible between the roofs. About 3 hours, to be precise.
So?
Leah prompted, after a few seconds of pregnant silence. Alice opened her mouth to reply, but swallowed her words as her body was racked by an involuntary tremor. They turned the corner, and the moment they were free of the alleyway's confines, Alice knew something was wrong. Appleyard Road, which the girls passed almost every day, now felt alien, transformed by the night. The moonlight highlighted the details of the land below with silvery illumination, and what it missed was shrouded in unusually thick fog. Even the trees kept perfectly still, as if holding their breath. Not even rustling leaves dared ruin the eerie stillness.
"What about Halloween again?"
Leah pressed, though all the stubborn bravado was gone as an undeniable urge to remain unnoticed overtook them all. Alice replied almost tentatively, in a hushed whisper, mimicking Leah's tone.
"I have an idea to help us get into the Halloween spirit."
The other two girls groaned in unison.
Chapter 2. Georgie.
"Why do we have to walk through the churchyard again?"
Leah asked, with a mocking tone in her voice. "To get into the Halloween spirit," Georgie replied, showing the same lack of enthusiasm as her friend before adding with a smirk, "Why, are you scared?"
Georgie stumbled, losing her footing on the uneven pathway leading between the grassy plains of the deceased. She let out a small shriek before gaining her composure and standing a little straighter.
"So, who's a scaredy cat now, then?"
Leah asked, staring pointedly at Georgie, who stepped back and bowed her head in surrender.
"Shall we move on before we all die of old age?"
Alice asked dryly, before walking on ahead of the two, her long strides taking her further and further away.
Hurrying to catch up, Georgie and Leah turned to each other and shed a look of frustration at their friend's bluntness. They all paced along the cobbled pathway through to the church, their fear causing them to rush just a little bit. The stars were starting to peek out into the night sky, and a mist descended onto the grassy churchyard, causing Georgie to shiver in the cold air. A crow cawed nearby, and a ray of moonlight illuminated a figure on the far side of the churchyard, a shadowy silhouette digging unidentifiable chunks of what were once bodies out of their graves. Leah let out a hollow scream, and, tugging on Georgie's sleeve, she rushed into the gloomy church. Concerned for the safety of their friend, she and Alice followed Leah swiftly into the dark, looming building. Pushing open the thick, heavy doors, Alice and Georgie's sharp footsteps echoed into the empty church. Releasing a sigh of relief, glad to be within the sanctuary of the church, Georgie reminisced. God knows that the dark scared her sometimes, a secret she had unwittingly let slip to Leah years earlier, but being out in the open was even worse. A demonic giggle erupted next to Georgie, and she whipped around shrieking, "Is that you, Leah? Alice?" Silence met her desperate pleas, and she sunk down onto the cold, hard floor and put her throbbing head in her hands. Chapter 3. Leah.
Leah swore softly under her breath as she heard the door of the church shut with a sickening thud of finality, stabbing a room of light. Desperate for even the smallest source of light, she reached into her pocket to pull out her phone. That was when it started to ring again. With trembling hands, she accepted a call and hissed, "Look, whoever you are, this isn't funny. Stop ringing me!"
"I'm behind you,"
a sing-song voice replied, swiftly followed by manic laughter that sent shivers down her spine. Leah hung up the phone and shoved it back into her pocket, now more annoyed than scared. "Alice, this isn't funny anymore! Joke's over!" she called out, preferring to believe it was her friend playing a trick on her than anything paranormal. "Ah!" Leah was cut off by a cold hand clamping over her mouth.
I told you I was behind you.
The voice rasped in her ear.
Time for the little girl to go night-night now.
Leah woke with a start, blinking rapidly in the darkness. She lay there for a moment, confused in her half-conscious state, wondering what had woken her. She need not wonder for long, as the silence was pierced by a bout of shrill laughter. For a panicked moment, Leah thought she had gone blind, until a candle flickered into life beside her. Tentatively, she reached out a hand and was shocked to find that the walls were closer than she had anticipated. There had to be a door somewhere. She must have got into the room somehow. A wave of determination rushed over her, and she picked up the candle, searching the walls for a door, and then, when she couldn't find one, a lever or a loose brick. She slumped against the wall in defeat when she found no way of escape, and glared when there was another bout of laughter from a distant place. She tensed as her phone rang again, taking a deep breath before answering it. "What do you want now?"
The little girl is all alone. No one's searching to take her home.
"Oh, shut up! I know my friends are looking for me, and my parents will call the police when I'm not home soon," she snapped, sincerely hoping it was true. There was another crackle from the end of the line before the voice said,
Your friends can't find you. You know for yourself there's no way out. Sleep tight, little girl.
After that, the phone went dead and everything went black.
That's all we have time for today, but there are more chapters coming soon. If you have any feedback or questions you'd like to ask us, please email brainstormbookcast@gmail.com or tweet us at b_s_bookcast. Thanks for listening.